A Victoria man is recovering after a violent assault late last month near the corner of Pandora Avenue and Vancouver Street. James Tamani, 33, was walking toward downtown after getting off a bus around 11 p.m. on Thursday, August 28, when he was reportedly approached by two men. According to his sister, Hazel, the men jumped him and stole his cell phone. She told Victoria News that after the assault, her brother managed to make his way to Douglas and Pandora. They took his phone and they beat him very badly, Hazel told Victoria News. He managed to get his way down to Douglas around Shoppers. A friend of one of his co-workers saw him, realized something was very wrong, and called 911. VICPD confirmed they responded to the incident. On August 28, 2025, patrol officers responded to a report of an assault at the intersection of Douglas Street and Pandora Avenue. Upon arrival, officers located an individual with non-life-threatening injuries. The matter remains under active investigation, said VICPD spokesperson Gemma Strubent. After the incident, James was taken to Royal Jubilee Hospital by his mother. The next morning, Hazel came back to the house they share after a grocery run to Thrifty Foods. I walked in and saw my brother still in rough shape, she said. He had hospital bands on, his nose was still bleeding and swollen. I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? His nose was so swollen the tip looked split open. We were both in shock. I think we both needed each other right then to validate that this was real. Hazel said her brother suffered a broken nose, a concussion, bruises across his body, and what appeared to be bite marks on his right shoulder. When James first spoke to her, she said he seemed to be in disbelief himself. The first thing he said was, I got jumped last night. He looked at me with a t-shirt over his face, his voice full of disbelief. And I was just so happy that he was home, alive. Later that day, the siblings went to Royal Jubilee Hospital, where they spent 14 hours in the emergency room waiting to be seen. We were very, very patient, Hazel said. We found some newspapers and did word games. We both knew before any proper medical attention that he definitely had a concussion, bruises all over, his nose broken. The bruises on his arms looked like defensive injuries. The bruise on his shoulder even looked like a bite mark. Hazel said James does not remember much about the attack itself, but believes the assault may have been caught on CCTV near the Pandora McDonald's, though she has not seen the footage herself. With the case still under investigation, Hazel said she hopes the criminal justice system takes it seriously. I feel that this would be a terrible injustice if it just fell between the cracks, she said. We shouldn't have to live in fear of violence.